This is Apollo Control at 189 hours, 28 minutes. Apollo 11 is 40,961 nautical miles from the Earth, approaching at a velocity of 9,671 feet per second. Mid-course correction number 7 has been canceled, and as a result, we will let the crew sleep until an elapsed time of 190 hours. Weather in the recovery area? Well, we're getting a call from Apollo 11 now. Let's listen to that.
Roger. Good morning. What's the status on mid-course 7?
Roger. We were going to let you sleep in until about 190 hours. Mid-course 7 is not required.
Okay. Thank you.
The crew gave us a call at 189 hours, 29 minutes. We advised them of the cancellation of the mid-course correction. Weather in the recovery area, the skies will be partly cloudy. Cloud base is at 2,000 feet scattered. Wind east-northeast at 18 knots. 6 foot sea, temperature near 80 degrees. This landing area is 215 miles to the northeast from the original landing area, moved because of thunder showers in the original area. This new location should allow the recovery ship USS Hornet to arrive in Hawaii 4 to 5 hours earlier than originally planned. We expect it may be possible for the carrier to arrive at Pearl Harbor somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock on July 26th. That's Saturday. Crew is probably preparing breakfast now, and it's not likely we'll hear a lot from them in the right away, but we'll continue to stay up live for any conversation. Visibility in the recovery area is 10 miles. clock shows we're 5.5 hours away from entry interface, the point at which Apollo 11 will enter the Earth's atmosphere. That's scheduled to occur in an elapsed time of 195 hours, 3 minutes, 7 seconds. We expect landing at 195 hours, 17 minutes, 49 seconds.